So you probably remember that David was a shepherd when he was a boy, and he was a musician, and when he was a youth, he fought the giant Goliath and killed him, and then when he was still a young man, he became the king. When he became king, he chose the city of Jerusalem to be the capital city of his kingdom. And kings, the neighboring kings, sent him fine gifts so that he could build a magnificent house out of stone and cedar wood for himself. When he got his house all built and he was living in it, he started to think about building a house for God. His people had always worshipped God in a tent that they could take with them as they were always traveling from one place to another. But now that David was settled in one city and he had this fine house, he started to think maybe it was not such a good thing for him to be in a beautiful house, and the place to remember God and honor God was this old tent. So he said to his advisor, Nathan, I think I'm going to build a house for God. And Nathan said, sounds like a good idea. But that very night, Nathan had a dream, and God spoke to him in the dream and said, I have a message for you to give to King David. And this is the message. I've always lived in a tent. It's how I've been able to journey with my people. I've never complained about living in a tent, and I've never asked anyone to build me a house. So please say these things to David. Say that I said, you were a shepherd, and I made you a king. I protected you from your enemies. I have always been with you, and I am not finished. I'm going to make a great name for you. I'm going to establish my people in this place. I'm going to give you rest from your enemies. You're going to have a big household and a big family, and one of your sons is going to become the king after you with my blessing. And so God told Nathan to tell David, these good things are going to happen in your lifetime, and then when you've been king for a long time, and after you die, and your son becomes king after you, and his kingdom is established, he's going to get to be the one to build a house for me. So the very next morning, Nathan woke up and he went straight to David, and he told David all these things exactly as God had said them. And David said, who am I that God should do such amazing things for me and still have yet more to do? David said, God, you're a great God. Your promises are true. I thank you for all these blessings. May everything be exactly as you have said. And David set aside his plans to build the house because he had learned that God was still building a house for him. And he was really happy for the next generation to know that the next generation of faithful people was going to have a chance to build that house for God. We're going to join hands now and say a prayer before you go to Sunday school. Great. Dear God, whether we worship you in a tent or in a building or on the top of a mountain or in a cave, teach us to give you our whole hearts. We love you with heart and mind and soul and strength. We live for your praise and glory. Amen.